Jay first up.
Hi, I'm Jerem, an addict.
Hi, Jerem.
I'm super nervous. I can barely see over this, I feel like. So I just want to start off family in recovery. So as like a kid, my family had no idea what addiction is, so no idea what recovery is. So I'm not supported, but I'm not understood either as a person in recovery. My mom at this point thinks she kind of knows things, and she be saying some crazy shit, and I'm like, yup, you have no idea what you're saying. She throws this serenity prayer, and she's like, that's what it's all about. And I'm like, okay, cool, there's much more. So those kind of things, and that's like as far as it goes and as much as they understand. My dad just did, after almost 60 years of his life, realize that he's an alcoholic. And so he just joined Narcotics Anonymous as well. And it's been like a crazy ride with him. But thanks to Narcotics Anonymous, I have a relationship with my dad today who, like, I couldn't even stand before. He still annoys me, but not, like, as bad. He's tolerable, and, like, I want to spend time with him. I want him to, like, have a relationship with his grandkids and stuff like that. So throughout this process, my clean date is January 17th of 2020, so I just celebrated 4 years clean. Thank you. It's been like I have four kids. So I wanted to start off with like my family who knows shit. They don't know nothing. But then like I brought a whole family into this world, right? I brought four kids in this world, two which were adopted out and live in New Jersey. I lived two separate addiction lives. One was in New Jersey and one was in Maryland. And I have two boys that are over there. That are my Maryland kids, and you know, the other ones are girls, so it just like weirdly worked out that way. And so I didn't have custody of them. I went into a long-term treatment, and they forced us to come to Narcotics Anonymous. And it was before the pandemic, but right before the pandemic, so there was very limited meetings open, and we had to like get a sponsor and like talk to women and do all the things that you guys tell us that we have to do while I was fighting for these kids that like I didn't even know. And it was like really hard. Both my children are substance exposed, with different drugs. So it's been an interesting ride with that. Both healthy, thank God. As far as I know so far, It's been an interesting ride with that. So I fought, and they were in two separate foster homes, and I fought and got them back after almost a year and a half of not even seeing one of them. The pandemic accidentally gave me a child back. I was due for an hour visit, and the foster mom just never came back, which was, like, great for me. But then I had this child who, like, didn't even call me mom. Didn't know who I was, who was crying for somebody else, like, who was his mom for the past year. So it was very hard adjustment, and I also was just learning to live a regular life. I didn't know for sure that I wanted to be clean forever. I didn't know for sure that I even wanted to be a mom. History says that, like, I had these other two kids that were adopted out, and I couldn't maintain a regular life. So what ended up happening is I kept coming, and I got a sponsor, and I did what everybody told me to do. You guys were super nice to me. I did come in on MAT, and my experience on that was you guys were still super nice to me, and I always heard that it was not that way, but it was for me, and I kept coming. And I got a sponsor, and that's how I ended up with a clean day. I celebrated my first day clean on January 17th of 2020 while I was in that rehab. I got custody full-time, moved out. Now I... started like dating my husband there, who was just like, I called him like Mr. Weekend because like I just actually didn't want to be in a relationship. I didn't know. I still was like trying to live dirty, I guess, because that's what I knew. So I didn't want to be like tied down. Actually, I didn't like myself, so I didn't want to be like, oh, he's gonna want to commit to me. So I felt like if I'm like, oh, you're the weekend guy, somehow we're married. I was like, I literally was like, my goal was like, I'm gonna sleep with all the NA guys. I was like, yes, I was in, and it didn't happen actually. But you know, whatever. We became like this family. We dated actually. We had two separate, he has a sponsor, I have a sponsor, and we did this, like, dating thing. It wasn't, like, before in active addiction for me, if I, like, slept with you, we're, like, married now. My kids are, like, calling you dad, like, you're moving in, what you mean, that girl just called you for what? Like, all those things, because that's how it, I just, like, was used to that. So it was like really a change to be in a relationship where like he didn't live with me, or like we went somewhere that didn't include just sex, or like it was just weird. And that went on, and like we communicated, and it was a crazy, it still is sometimes a crazy process. I just like call him sometimes and I'm like, I swear one day I'm gonna come home, he's just gonna be gone. And my kids were so little, their biological, we call it, is not in the picture. And that's okay because my husband is their dad. And we did just change their last name when my last name changed. This year he's going to adopt them. We got custody of, I call him my son, but technically he is my husband's biological son. That has been a crazy thing that I can like really relate to. His mom, my son is 10 years old, and his mom uses. So like I can relate to that. So it's really hard to like navigate putting my son first and also having empathy for this person that I was, that I knew, I know how she feels. I have put drugs before my children. Yeah, there's that. My mouth is dry. Sorry. That happened to me last night when I was speaking in the middle of it too. So now I just, like, take these children since I have had custody of them from 1 year old. They come to all the meetings. My 10-year-old son is so proud to have my black key tag on his zipper in school. They are all substance exposed. I'm, like, that crazy person who, like, thinks that any decision that they make, they're going to be drug addicts. And I just am, like, they're gonna shoot meth tomorrow. I just, like, think that that's, like, what's going to happen in life. Even though I know either way, I have no control over that. But one of the biggest things in my life that I felt was absent because my family didn't know anything about addiction or recovery is that I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything about drugs. I was just left in the dark. So I include my kids. We recover together. It's actually been a really great experience. And that's actually all I got. Thanks for letting me share.
I'd like to introduce Drew J. up next.
Hi, I'm an addict named Drew. So family in recovery. My wife told you she her family really wasn't addicts. I come from a family of addicts, and I mean like heroin and meth addicts. I visited quite a few different prison systems when I was a kid, different family members. I have a cousin that lived with me more often than not. We ended up being more like brothers because his dad was in and out of prison his whole life. So, like, I knew what to do, how to do it by the time I was old enough, started using real young. And when I first came into recovery, my dad was my quote-unquote stepdad, because it took me like 5 years of coming to NA to get clean, and he didn't see any difference. I was gone all the time, still, and I was still messing up. Like, I would get a couple months clean and mess up, and he didn't believe in NA. He told me I was wasting my time. But then I came out here to Baltimore, got clean, and before he died, he told me, that's the best decision you ever made in your life. I'm proud of you. And fast forward, I'm a plumber by trade. I got sick. I got diagnosed with MS. I had to switch up career path, did a little schooling, classes, and became a peer. And I was getting people into treatment, and I was working one day, and this crazy girl came in looking like one of those things you see out front of a car dealership that, like, wobbles around. And she was all jacked up on meth and was like, in 5 years, I'm going to run this place. Okay, get on the rehab van. So that's my wife. I actually helped get her into treatment. I knew right then. No, I didn't, but... That's how it ended up working out, and with my MS, it progressed, and when we first started dating, my MS was to a point where it's progressing, and I was at a point in my life, before I got with my wife, I was in a toxic relationship. We both hated each other, and stress affects MS worse, right? So, like, I was to a point where I could barely walk most days, and it started... flare ups in my MS to work. So it got to a point where I couldn't really work. Like, I started telling people off that didn't deserve it, you know what I mean? And then, like, when I got that under wraps, like, it got to a point where, like, some mornings were not good, so I wasn't a reliable employee. My bosses were okay with it, but, like, I couldn't be a reliable member to my team that I was working with, and I couldn't do that. So she told me, she said, why don't you just stay home with the kids and I'll work and pay the bills. And I didn't believe her. But she did. I haven't, since I quit my job or stopped working and just fought for disability, she's paid all the bills. She paid off my car, which is her car, but whatever. And I'm a stay-at-home dad. And that's challenging. But I come from a big family, and, you know, I helped raise my sister because my mom was in a bad accident and was in a wheelchair at the time. So, like, coming from a big family, I have, like, the know-how. And we have four boys, a 4-year-old, 2 5-year-olds, and a 10-year-old, because in early recovery, I didn't really recover the best. I have a rehab romance baby and 2 13th step babies. The 10-year-old she talked about is the rehab romance baby, and I got clean because his mom told me that I would never get clean again, I wasn't shit, I would never be shit, and I'd never be a good dad, and something triggered me, and I was like, all right, I got you, bitch, and I went to a program in Baltimore City the next day, and I've been clean ever since. So I was out here, and just before I had 2 years clean, she robbed a bank. So I moved back home to try to get custody. And you'd figure I'd get custody right away. No, she's a gangster. She got away with robbing the bank, beat it on a technicality. And I started the process of fighting for custody. And it started with just supervised visits. And through the years of police interactions and her overdosing and different things, I ended up winning custody. At this point, me and Jarrah were dating. I don't think we weren't married yet when we got custody. And I seen how not only the young boys being attached to me, I seen how, you know, she was helping me with Roman, and like we were helping Roman, and I decided to ask her to marry me. She said yes. But with Roman, we didn't get him until he was 7, and there was damage done. He was very bad neglected. When we got him, he was like subhuman. He couldn't wipe his ass. He couldn't shower. He lied all the time. He had missed 60-some days of school that year when we got him. and I was failing, had low grades, whatever, and didn't have any like work ethic or nothing. Like he would wipe, like he couldn't like wipe his ass right, and he would like wipe shit all over the walls, like hide it in the corner of his bed. He would shit himself, you know what I mean? And he was 7 years old. Now he's good. He can wipe his butt. He can bathe himself. You know what I mean? And he just got honor roll. So like, that's one of my proudest accomplishments as a person. Like, my delinquent got honor roll. You know what I'm saying? I never did until I got in trouble. And if I did good in school, I would get out of the group home I was in. That's the only time I ever did good. But at first he like bucked the he rebelled against the structure or whatever. But like, we have, you know, rules. Bedtime's this time. You got to do homework when you get home. You know what I mean? Our kids are crazy at home, but like, the structure we give them, they're good in public. Like, you see these two sitting and chilling, you know what I mean? They look all cute. At home, it's a different story. They're rabid animals, and I'm a referee. I'm just along for the ride, you know what I mean? But like, they are good kids, and they listen, and they're well behaved in public, and like, that's what really matters, you know what I mean? And like, I'm to the point where I'm trying to teach them, you know what I mean? Hold the door. Ladies go first, you know what I mean? Yes, sir, no, sir, thank you. No, thank you. You know what I mean? Trying to teach them manners. And, like, it's working. But, like I said, at home it's a different story. This morning the blonde one told me to kiss his ass. You know what I'm saying? And then he ran from me and hid under a beanbag chair. But, the journey in recovery, you know what I mean? I was homeless, living in tents for like 3 years. I ate out of dumpsters. I went to a county jail at 112 pounds with a broken jaw. In and out of jails. In and out of, did rehab a couple times, a couple programs. But like, now we live in a neighborhood. We bought a house. We live in a neighborhood where our neighbors all wave at each other. And like, nobody locks stuff up. And like, they like, since I'm a stay-at-home dad, I'm part of the mom's club, right? So, like, so they're like, oh, you need us to get your kid off the bus? We'll hang out with him. He can hang out at my house for, like, 15 minutes till you get done grocery shopping or whatever. Like, shit is crazy. You know what I mean? And when we first got there, right when we first got the house, there was somebody had shot a gun and was seen running away from a car, and then people in the car shot the gun. Right, with, like, 2 days after we moved into our house, I'm like, man, they're going to think it was us. But come to find out, our neighbors are like us and haven't found recovery. So I think it was them, but I don't know. You know what I mean? And then they found out that we are in recovery. One of our friends came to our house after a relapse and had been up for, like, 5 days shooting cocaine or crack cocaine, whatever. Whatever, doesn't matter. But on his way out of our neighborhood, he took somebody's mailbox out, and nobody would have known, but I knew. And when I took the kids to the bus stop the next morning, I seen it, and I had to approach this guy, and come to find out he's a retired parole and probation officer and knows my entire family. So I replaced the mailbox post for him. Well, I didn't do it. I had my little cousin do it. But so, like, everybody knows that we're in recovery in our neighborhood now. And at first, some people shied away, but then once they realized, like, hey, these people are serious, you know what I mean? And actually decent people, like, I can, like, borrow a cup of milk from my neighbor and stuff. Like, it's crazy. And, like, people look up to me and my wife in our area, Susquehanna area, and that's crazy to me, you know what I mean? Because, like, we used to have a mat when we first got our house that said, welcome to the shit show when you're walking into our house. Because it is, man. We've got 4 kids, 2 dogs, 2 cats, 2 sugar gliders, chaos. You know what I mean? They're all rescues. One's a meth mutt. Like, we rescued her from a meth house. You know what I mean? And she's crazy. And, like, doesn't like kids. Like, she's like my wife. Like, she, like, snips at them. And, but we make it work, man. And, like, but something my wife didn't tell you, when I met her, I told you, she said, she told me, in 5 years, I'm going to run this place. 2 years later, she was my boss at that organization. And then she left that organization to go to the place that she went to long-term treatment. And she's the co-COO of that organization now. And this was in under a year. Both jobs climbed to the top of where she could get it. She's got real good work ethic. And like I said, when she told me, hey, just quit your job, stay home with the kids, I'll pay the bills, I didn't believe her. This girl is driven, man. I've never met anybody with the kind of grit and determination that she has. And, like, that's very attractive to me, you know what I mean? And I've never been in a healthy relationship. And it requires, like, I don't know, talking about stuff. And I'm not real good at that. But, like, she's like, no, we're going to talk about this. I'm like, okay, if we have to, I guess, whatever. Because I just want to go play my video game, like, leave me alone, you know what I mean? But, like I said, I don't work. She pays all the bills. I get an allowance. I just got approved for disability. Ain't been started and getting paid yet. But, like, she buys me nice toys. I have a ridiculous video game habit. I have my own gaming room, you know what I mean? Probably, like, $6,000 worth of crap in there. And, like, we make it work, man. I never thought I'd be Mr. Mom, but, like, I'm good at it. You know what I mean? And we try to support each other in everything that we do. But thank you, Casey and Wayne, for asking us to come out. If you're new, just keep coming, man. More will be revealed. And even if you're an old-timer, more will be revealed. That statement means you'll come to find out, or at least I have, that it means more than you think at first, because more will be revealed, right? But thank you again, and thanks for letting me share.